Hello everyone. Welcome to this special session of the Authentic Power Learning Community.
Good morning everyone. So good to be with you.
And today we're going to be talking to you about something that I think you're going to find familiar. And that is stretching yourself. The reason I believe you're going to find stretching yourself familiar is that you're all committed to creating authentic power. And creating authentic power is stretching yourself. There are several experiences, wonderful experiences of authentic power, such as joy, bliss, contentment, awe, patience, caring, gratitude. But how do you get there? How do you get there, especially when you're angry, or when you're feeling depressed, or when you can't get out of bed in the morning, or when you're jealous? Well, that's where the stretching comes in. And that's what we're going to be talking to you about today.
I'm really looking forward to this topic. I love it. It makes me so happy. And we'll talk about several different things to do with stretching yourself. Maybe if you could explain just a little bit about what we mean by it. I'd like to share some experiences that I've been having.
That sounds good, because I know you've been having some wonderful experiences. I've been with you for some of them. So we're going to be live streaming this video to you for about 40 minutes. Some of you will be watching us on the internet, and others of you will be listening to us on the telephone. But either way, the session will be available for you to hear or to watch at your convenience on the Authentic Power Learning Community Archive. So, what do we mean by stretching yourself? First of all, to create authentic power, to change your life in any way, requires a commitment. And a commitment is a stretch. It's a stretch, that is, when you commit to something new, something constructive, something healthy, something that will change your life for the better. Such as the commitment to remain in your integrity. Now, remaining in your integrity can be quite a stretch sometimes.
Indeed it can.
Yes. For example, suppose you're with someone who expects you to remain a caretaker, someone to attend their needs very carefully because you feel better about them feeling better. Now, suppose that you are looking at your intention and your discovery.
You feel better about them being feeling better?
That's what a caretaker feels. A caretaker feels better when the person that she's caretaking feels better.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean the frightened part of the personality feels better, feels satisfied, because the other person that they're caretaking seems satisfied to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And thank you for pointing that out to me. It's a frightened part of the personality that caretakes feels safe, and it feels valuable. When the person, that part of the person of your personality is caretaking, says, "Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Thank goodness you're here. I so appreciate you." But if they get impatient with you or angry with you, that part of your personality will plummet in its feelings of worthiness and safety.
And sometimes a lot of resentment.
That's right. So as you decide to be in your integrity with this person, who expect you to be behaving from frightened parts of your personality, because
the way you always have,
that's the way you've always been with them,
mm-hmm.
Then when you change that, the frightened parts of their personality are not going to like it. So that's why, to use this example of remaining in your integrity, will require a stretch on your part. Excuse me. So you can look at yourself and look at everyone who's creating authentic power as analogous to someone who's learning yoga or practicing yoga. Yoga is a form of stretching the body, and there's different ways to do it. But they all have one thing in common. Your body becomes more limber. It becomes more flexible. When I stretch myself, it's my hope that by making my intention, that by making my body more limber and flexible, my mind will become more limber and flexible also, that I, in my life, will become less rigid, less intolerant of stretching. Now, as you're stretching, when you're practicing yoga, you're always stretching because you're always on the edge of what you can do. Well, it's something like that in creating authentic power too, because as you create it, you find more and more of the parts of your personality that are keeping you from moving into your full potential, that are keeping you from giving the gifts that you were born to give. And as you find them, the way that you move beyond the control of them is to experience them. That's number one, experience them somatically with your body. Put your attention into your energy processing centers, for example, your throat, your chest, and your solar plexus. When you feel angry and you don't shout or you don't withdraw emotionally, and feel what you feel there instead. What are the physical sensations? Before you act on jealousy, put your attention into your energy processing centers and feel the physical sensations that are in the vicinity of those centers, and it'll be uncomfortable. The more emotionally aware you become, the more you'll discover that those sensations are painful, and some of them are very painful.
So are you saying whenever you do that, you're actually stretching yourself? Is that what you're saying? Because you definitely are.
Yes.
Rather
yes.
than acting, you're feeling what's going on in your body. That's a big stretch.
Instead of acting in a way that would cover that for you.
Exactly.
In other words, if you feel the pain of the physical sensations in your body, when you put your attention in your energy centers instead of shouting if you feel angry, that's a stretch.
It is.
Because you can shout at someone, and in that moment, it's like taking a temporary anesthetic. You don't feel the pain anymore because you're acting on a frightened part of your personality instead of experiencing it somatically in your body. And that's a stretch. That's a stretch. Then, while you're doing that, you need to make a decision not to act on it, not to shout, not to withdraw, not to seek revenge, not to try to intimidate somebody with your strength or your intelligence or your education or your wealth. And if you have been used to doing those things, if you have been used to indulging those frightened parts of your personality, the people around you are going to think, whoa, what happened to him? He's not the nice guy that he used to be, or he's not as accommodating as he used to be. In other words, being in your integrity in this case, creating authentic power, could activate frightened parts of the personalities of the people that you're interacting with. Now, if they are also intending to create authentic power, this is a good thing, because you can support them when frightened parts of their personalities become active, just as they will support you when frightened parts of your personality are active. But even if they're not committed, even if they don't know what authentic power is, it's still a good thing because you're creating authentic power.
And it supports them too.
And it supports them too.
Even if they don't change, it still supports them because you're doing something different. You're doing something that is in your own integrity. You're stretching yourself to create with love rather than fear. So
that's
that always is supportive of everyone.
You're doing something healthy.
Yes.
Something wholesome. Something life-nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that you have done in the past in order to feel valuable about yourself or in order to feel safe. And that's a big change. And you're modeling that. And even if it activates frightened parts of the personality, it's modeling something. You're planting a seed, you might say, non-verbally, but by the new energy, the new presence that you're providing them and yourself. And one day those seeds will germinate and then sprout and then bloom. And the more you model this, the more you help those seeds to germinate and sprout and bloom. So everything about the process of creating authentic power that allows you to move into the parts of yourself that are joyful and creative and vital and content and in love with your life, everything that you do to create that in yourself is a stretch. You can't change yourself if you don't stretch. So whenever you think about becoming the person that you want to become, the person that you need to become in order to give the gifts that you were born to give, in order to move beyond the torment of your jealousy or need to please or need to shop or gamble or your obsession with sexual fantasies or violent fantasies or your need to have wine at dinner or your need to have a drink of scotch. All of those things, every addictive behavior, every compulsive activity, every obsessive thought, they all come from fear.
And they all require, it requires you to stretch yourself
and
to change them.
And they all require a stretch.
Yeah, always. Always.
Now, if you think about this kind of stretch, you'll see that it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Parents encounter this all the time. Having a child is a commitment for most people. Some people have a child without intending it. But then, there they are with a child. Either they intended or they didn't intend. Now what do? The child didn't come with an instruction manual. And if this is your first child, then you're in an area of exploration that you haven't been in before. And if you're committed to providing the best that you can for that child, that's a stretch because you don't know how to do it. So you have to follow your intuition. You have to follow the love that you have and cultivate the love that you have. As the child grows up, it stretches you even more. As the child becomes an adult, now you're in a new domain of experience too. Because how do you express and support the child with the love that you want to give when now, and for all of this time, you and the child have been activating frightened parts in one another's personality?
Indeed.
Does this sound familiar to those of you who are parents? That's a universal experience. But now that we're becoming multisensory, now we can use those experiences to create authentic power instead of trying to get through and heal the scars and do all of those kind of things that we used to do when we didn't know that these were opportunities to grow spiritually. When it really didn't matter that much because we were evolving in a different way. We were evolving by surviving. And now we're evolving by growing spiritually.
Indeed. Now, I was thinking, I wanted to talk a little bit about stretching to some experiences I've had lately, because we're really inviting you to look at how you're stretching yourself and when you're stretching yourself and if you're stretching yourself, if you're actually creating authentic power at times when you could be. So I can give you a very recent experience, as recent as last night. And Gary had decided that he wanted to have a birthday party for me, and a surprise birthday party. It was a surprise to me that he was going to have a party for me, but it didn't end up, I ended up knowing about the party. But anyway,
the logistics of trying to have a surprise birthday party for Linda were more than I can handle by myself. So I asked her to help me with her party. But
yeah.
I think it really was a wonderful surprise to you when the party actually happened.
It was. But the thing that happened for me is that I was excited about it and knew that people were coming. And then I realized a few hours before the party, I started having a frightened part of my personality that's come up many times in my life become active again. And it's the one that when people come over, when we have company over at our house, it's always been hard for me to invite people to come over. And I would feel like I couldn't do it right, the house wouldn't look right, I was inadequate, and on and on and on. Very strong, very, very, very strong frightened part. It just wanted to just curl up in a ball and not have anyone be there at all. And for a long time in my life, that kept me from having groups of people come into my home for years and years and years. And I remember
our home.
Well, and before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my mom was very same way. So not surprising, right, that she had a similar frightened part. And so I've been challenging this part of me for quite a long time and been pretty successful the last few years, I'd say. But before that, it was really difficult for me to have more than like a couple people over at our house. Very, you know, especially if it involved food and, you know, things that I felt like I had to do. that I wouldn't do right, that this frightened part didn't think I would do right. So this frightened part came up so strong yesterday, a couple of hours before the party, and I thought that it was really gone. You know, I thought that I'd successfully been stretching myself to challenge it for a while, and I was surprised at the strength of it. And it had all these thoughts, well, Gary shouldn't have invited all these people over here. This isn't really fun for me. This isn't really a party. I have to do all this stuff. You know, I mean, it was just on and on. It had all these thoughts, and I was upset with Gary, and he knew that this frightened part was active. And, of course,
yeah.
I mean, it was obvious.
Yes.
It was obvious.
Isn't it obvious?
It was very obvious.
Part of your personality is active to the people who are around you.
Absolutely.
Your friends may not mention anything, but they see it. And with you, when you're with a spiritual partner, the spiritual partner not only sees it, but will try to support you in challenging it. Whether or not they're successful depends on you, of course.
Absolutely.
Because you're the one that has to challenge it. You're the one that has to experience the pain that that behavior, whether it's abrasive or impatient or angry behavior, is covering. You're the one that has to say to yourself, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to look inside myself right now.
Well, Gary unsuccessfully was able to support me for a while because I was...
Is that a way of saying was not successful in supporting you?
Yes, I think, yes, for a while. And I had to really work with myself to challenge this part of me. It wasn't easy to do. I was really surprised at the strength of it still. So I did challenge it. We had an amazing gathering last night of people that we have known for quite a long time in Ashland, and some that we've known for a few years, and some that we just have met recently. And it was just a remarkable and beautiful gathering. And I saw how the difference between the energy that I was in before they came and the energy that I when I challenged this part of me, the energy that I was able to be in and be with the people that came to our house and really enjoy everyone. And so I'm using that again as a marker, as a way to see that the world I was in before they came for a while was a hellish world. It was not fun. It was really uncomfortable, painful, and this part of me was very unhappy. And when I challenged it, I allowed for something to happen that I was just so in awe of, just seeing this. Everyone came and we ate. We had a beautiful time, and it was wonderful. And then I created a large circle in our living room. We created one and had this wonderful sharing, deep sharing about the most significant things. As I've told you before, that's what we do often. We share our most significant things. So I started out by sharing a couple of things that were really important to me. And I was so grateful and that I was able to be with everyone and receive their love, give my love, and be in this beautiful energy to start my, to be on my birthday. It was actually yesterday, but the day before, but we had it yesterday because that was the day that worked best. And I wanted to share with you a couple of things that I shared with them, or at least one thing that I shared with them that I really was really important to me. The other day, Gary and I went to Corvallis, Oregon, where our granddaughter is a freshman at Oregon State University and playing volleyball for them. And so we went to watch her games and be with her. And the morning, on Sunday morning, there were all these people that were coming in to where our hotel is right across the street from the university. So we can see the football stadium and the big parking lot, and we can actually see Sydney Storm from our hotel room. We could see it this time. And I started noticing that there were a lot of people coming down the street, and most of them were motorcycle riders. And a lot of these big, giant motorcycles, and there were hundreds of them, and I've never seen so many motorcycles in one place. I've never seen it. And I always have had felt kind of intimidated by people who are on motorcycles because they have these huge motorcycles and they look kind of big and burly and scary to me, to my frightened parts. And so I saw all these people keep coming in and coming in. So we went over to the volleyball court, and I went around them and avoided them, I noticed. I went to the volleyball game, and when the volleyball game was over, they were still there. And later on in the afternoon, they were still there. They were out on the street, all lining the street for quite a long ways, up and down.
And carrying American flags.
And carrying flags. And
wearing their leather jackets and their bandanas
on
their...
Right.
Headbands and
right, and but yet I felt, I didn't feel any energy of, I just felt energy of support from them, for whatever they were doing. And what I found out later on, when Gary and I were getting ready to leave Corvallis, they were still there, but they were beginning. Some of them were beginning to leave, and I saw this couple walk across the street who weren't motorcycle riders. I think they were local people, and I said, what was all of this about today? What happened? And they said that there was a memorial for a young man who had died in Afghanistan, a soldier. And I said, well, why did all the people come with their flags, and why were they standing outside and with all their motorcycles and things? What happened? And they said, well, there's a group of people who travel around the country. And
it's a Baptist church from Kansas,
yeah,
I believe.
Or somewhere, yeah. You've probably heard of it, Westboro Baptist Church, I believe.
Right.
And they travel to wherever soldiers' funerals are and other people's funerals. I'm not sure all that they do, but what they do is they are in frightened parts of their personality. They're actually terrified because they try to ruin the ceremony for the families. You probably may have heard of them. And
they picket, they have signs.
Yeah.
And the energy of the signs is judgmental and hateful.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, this couple said that someone got wind of it, heard on the internet or the Facebook or somewhere, that these people were coming to Corvallis. They were traveling, and they were going to obstruct the memorial service. So all these people came out from everywhere. I don't even know. I'm sure they came from many states because there were so many of them. And I could tell this couple and the other people were really holding the space for this family to be able, and their friends, to have a memorial service, even though they didn't know the boy that had passed, the young man.
Were you saying that all these bikers came
to hold
to protect the family.
To protect the family, yes.
So that they could be in their process.
Yes.
As people honored their son.
That's right. And as they honored their son's passing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was, and I was so moved by that, and I was just so surprised. And so...
And also what we noticed was that there was no energy that we could see of defiance or anger on the part of the bikers.
Right.
Usually the stereotype of a big, burly biker is a Hell's Angel stereotype, and there is a lot of fear and defiance and anger. Well, I don't know what these people were like apart from the time that we saw them, but when we saw them, we didn't see any of that.
No, I didn't feel any of that.
Just a lot of nice, big, burly bikers.
Yeah, yeah.
Who were there to protect the sanctity of a family's experience.
Mm-hmm. It was really quite beautiful. And so Gary and I left Corvallis, and we started traveling home. And so we were on the road for maybe a couple of hours, and I wanted to stop because I was driving, and so I stopped at a rest stop. And so I stop, and I get out of the car, and two bikers drive up. And I thought, and I realized I was so curious. I wondered if they were in Corvallis, because I was excited to hear what their experience was, if they were. And so I went up to them, and I said, said, were you in Corvallis today? And they said, oh, no, we're taking a ride around. We live in this Roseburg area where we were near the rest stop we were at. Gary walked out of the bathroom about that time, and he saw me talking to these bikers, and he knows that I'm really friendly, and I always talk to people, but I don't usually talk to bikers. That's not my, wouldn't be my usual thing, to walk up to someone who looked pretty intimidating to me and talk to them. But it was so amazing. What happened was, as I was talking to them, I noticed that one of the guys who was in this kind of a, looked like a fatigue jacket, you know, like a something you'd wear in Afghanistan, that kind of a jacket. And so, but it was heavy, and it was his motorcycle jacket. So I noticed he was stuffing something inside of his jacket, and I couldn't see at first what he was doing. And what I realized and what I saw is that he had this little dog and the dog had motorcycle goggles on, and he was so cute. He looked like a tiny fox, and he was in this guy's like something you carry a baby in, and then he tucked him up inside of his jacket, and so this little face was sticking out, a little fox face in his goggles, and it was so cute. It was just darling, and I was realized that I would have never seen that or had that joy of talking to them and seeing this little dog and all of that had I pushed them away, had my frightened parts pushed them away. Instead, I opened myself and stretched myself to go up and talk to them because of the stretching that the people did. I felt like the stretching that the people did in Corvallis by coming, by saying, we want to protect this family. We want to support their memorial for their son. And they had all come from wherever they came from. I think from far away, some of them had come from many, many, many places. And it was beautiful. So I love that. Just love that. So it was really a joy.
Oh, it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story. Now, we who are creating authentic power, or you who are creating authentic power, can look even deeper into this circumstance. You can say, what would be, if I were one of those motorcyclists, what would be my intention for coming? So, of course, the intention that Linda's just said was the intention to hold the space for a grieving family to honor their son who had just passed on in Afghanistan. But maybe some of those people who came had the intention of feeling righteous because that's what they were doing, or have feeling superior because the people who were there with the intent to disrupt that family's experience were less important or less significant than they. Or perhaps some of them just came because they wanted to show off their beautiful bikes. Or some of them came because they wanted to be intimidating in a group. Mm. We don't know. We just know what they came and our experience of them. Mm. But they know if they are creating authentic power, if they are blessed enough in their lives to begin to use their lives as an instrument to grow spiritually, which means to move beyond the control of their fears and into the joy of the loving parts of their personality. They know what their intentions are. And if their intentions came from fear, then they know that that's a time to challenge the part of their personality that produced that intention. So the point is this, that stretching yourself is something you need to do if you're going to change yourself for the better. It's something that you need to do if you're going to change yourself at all. So the question becomes, why are you stretching yourself?
Mm.
For example, when I was in the military, I was in the Army, and I would have to stretch myself to do things that were frightening to me. For example, I never did really enjoy parachuting. I enjoyed the image of myself as a paratrooper. I enjoyed the equipment, I enjoyed the mission, mm. I enjoyed actually getting on the plane. I felt as though I were the star of my own movie and the hero of it at the same time. But inside I didn't feel like a hero because it was always scary to me. But I did it anyway. I did it quite a few times. So I stretched myself. But what was my intention in stretching myself? it was to prove that I was worthy of admiration. Or, although I couldn't have said it in this way at the time, of love. In other words, I was using my courage to stretch myself, and my intention was coming from fear. So ask yourself the next time you're stretching yourself, why am I stretching myself? Why am I challenging my anger? Is it because I don't want to get fired? Because if I get angry like this at work, I'm going to lose my position? Is it because am I stretching myself to challenge my jealousy because I don't want to lose my partner? Am I stretching myself because I don't want to cause any more conflict in my home? Am I stretching myself not to drink because it's ruining my life? Or am I stretching myself because I want to challenge that part of myself that is drinking, acting on anger, acting superior, because I don't want to experience the consequences of that in my life anymore? Because I know that my life in some way, even if I'm grasping for that at the moment, is meaningful, it's purposeful, it's not random. And that my well-being, my deep well-being, requires me to find what that purpose is and to begin to move in the direction of that purpose. In other words, to align my personality with my soul. That's creating authentic power. That requires a stretch. And every time, by the way, you stretch yourself to challenge a frightened part of your personality, you also cultivate a loving part. For example, if you're impatient, for example, the most common example I can think of is if you're impatient in a checkout line at the grocery store, and instead of acting on that impulse of impatience, however you might do it, rolling your eyes, tapping your foot if you're somebody in front of you is keeping you waiting, if instead you challenge that part of your personality that's impatient, well, aren't you in the same moment cultivating your patience? Aren't you moving toward the kind of person you want to be in the world? Someone who is sensitive enough to other people to realize that they have their priorities too. But sometimes they're in fear and sometimes they're in love. And when they're in fear, not to judge them because they're angry or acting superior or inferior or dressing in a way that's different from you or riding a big motorcycle. If your intention is to become loving, not because you'll gain appreciation for it or advantage for it, but because that's where your heart now wants you to go, and that's where you have committed to go, say congratulations. You're using your life with awareness. You're becoming a master in your own life, and that's the creation of authentic power.
Yes, and that requires continually stretching yourself.
Precisely.
Continually stretching yourself. If you're creating authentic power, you're definitely stretching yourself. Absolutely.
So let's do something a little different now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to do so, close your eyes for a few moments. Don't do this if it's not safe. Don't do this if it is not safe in any way. But if you're comfortable in your home, if you're parked in your car and you're listening to this on your cell phone or on your iPod or your iPhone, then close your eyes and consider this most important thought. The next time, think of a time when you were stretching yourself, and then ask, why was I stretching myself? Why? Was it to create authentic power, or was it to pursue external power? Did I intend to change myself in order to become more patient and caring and grateful? No strings attached, no expectations? Or was I stretching myself to be able to act like those? I was experiencing those things, at least to act like it, so I'd be appreciated by others, or so that I would have a better self-image. as you know by now, neither one of these is right or wrong, but they create different consequences. If your intention for stretching yourself is to pursue external power, it's going to create consequences for you that will be painful and destructive when you encounter them. And you're going to draw to yourself people who are also behaving in order to impress you, to manipulate and to control you in some way to get what they need. If your intention for stretching yourself came from love, if it came from a part of your personality that is determined to change yourself because you have come to the end of your road as an angry person, the frightened part of your personality that's angry hasn't come to the end of its road, it will continue as long as you let it. But you have set the intention to intervene consciously in your life and to challenge that part of your personality, in this example, when it becomes active, then you are creating authentic power. And the consequences of that intention will be wonderful and constructive and healthy when you encounter them. And you will draw to yourself people with the same or similar intentions. Now, what kind of people would you like to have in your house, in your life, or in your house? People who intend to manipulate you with the behavior that they adapt? Or people who are genuinely grateful, appreciative, caring, content with their lives, and joyful about sharing it with you? Eventually, and probably by now, you've discovered that the deepest parts of you long for the intentions of your soul, for harmony, real harmony, not just compromise that allows you to get along without overt conflict, but real harmony, connections from the heart that are not bargains. I give up this, you give up that, and there's something we can both live with. No, a shift in your energy that enables you to appreciate others and be grateful for them. And when that happens, then the creation of harmony takes on a different meaning. You might still have to challenge frightened parts of your personality, but you'll be able to experience the deeper meaning of harmony, and it's a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed.
And you might be discovering now that you actually want to share. You want to share instead of hoard. You want to cooperate instead of compete. This happens as you become multisensory and you start to become aware of the presence, or the energy at least, of your soul and its intentions. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote something so beautiful once. I'll paraphrase it for you. He said, most men, because he wrote in those terms, men, but we can say women too, most people are concerned about what their neighbor will do to them. But, he said, there comes a time when people become concerned about what they can do for their neighbor. And that, said Emerson, was when they began to, this is a paraphrase, but the word is accurate, ride on a golden chariot.
Mm. Indeed.
So are you riding in a rusty, broken down, old car? Are you riding in a brand new car, but it might as well be rusty and broken down because it's not helping you become a better person, a more loving person? Or is your chariot cold?
That happens.
You strive to create authentic power. That happens when you give credence and value to the loving parts of your personality. That happens when you use your courage to challenge the parts of your personality that are painful and destructive. In other words, that happens when you create authentic power. And as you do, eventually, the frightened parts of your personality begin to lose their grip over you. They still come. You can't stop that. They don't control you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the loving parts of your personality become more influential in your life. You begin to experience them more. They become more attractive and more natural. And eventually, they fill your field of vision and your awareness and your experience. And you become one through whom the energy and the intentions of your soul flow effortlessly into the Earth School. That is a whole human being. In such a human, you cannot tell where the personality ends and the soul begins.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is no more stretching. Unless a frightened part of your personality
becomes
active
again. Exactly.
And there, then is the moment to stretch.
Exactly.
But at that point, the stretching itself becomes something you want to do.
Yes.
Something that fills you with satisfaction.
Indeed.
And appreciation and awe of the universe and your own life.
Yes. So if you did have your eyes closed, you can open them now. I don't know if you kept them closed during that beautiful time.
I forgot to suggest that you open your eyes. Thank you, beloved. Open your eyes now. Your eyes were closed. If they were closed, I suspect you had a wonderful experience.
Exactly.
Because these thoughts are soul-to-soul thoughts.
Indeed.
So eyes open or eyes closed, these are the thoughts that you can hold. These are the energies that you can cultivate.
Indeed.
And that becomes your life.
Yes. And I want to say we're going to end the live streaming video right now, and Gary and I are going to join you on the call, the teleconference call. It'll probably take us a couple minutes, so just join us there. You know how to do it. Close your window and do whatever you need to do to get on the teleconference call as well. And we'll join you there in a couple of minutes. Bye now. We're back, everyone. We're on the call, the conference call with you, and looking forward to interacting with you. Looking forward to hearing about how you're stretching yourself. We're going to be taking some questions and some sharing about experiences and ways you've been stretching yourself. And also, if you've had any, so right now, of course, is the time for you to raise your hand. So if you have questions or you want to share something that we've been talking about, raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad. And I have a couple of questions that I was thinking about that I'd like to ask you. I'm wondering if you've had any intuitive impressions about how you could benefit from stretching yourself. I'm wondering about that, wondering if anything came up for you, or if you've thought about any time when you've actually stretched yourself recently that was exciting to you. And do you have any, any experiences you've recently had where you've actually stretched yourself to in creating authentic power, or anything along those lines are what we're kind of looking for that we want to hear sharing about today. I'm going to begin to take some sharing. So I'd like to call in Michelle. So can you open the mic up to Michelle? Hi, Michelle.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Thank you for your little talk and sharing. And I wanted to share a little bit about what I've been experiencing. But a lot of it has to do with the tools that you've taught. And, for some reason I've been able to remember them. And, I think it's practicing it has helped a lot. And, when I'm feeling very stressed or pressured or frustrated, I've been able to just kind of be in the moment. And like you said, realizing that I'm that I'm uncomfortable, and that putting a name on it that I'm frustrated, or I'm feeling pressured, going back to being just in the moment and kind of just enjoying it and realizing, I'm grateful that I'm in this situation, because it's a stretching time. It's a time to grow. and it's a time to, you know, slow down and look inside of myself. It's an opportunity for me to grow and to, you know, kind of learn what I can from it and look at myself of how can I, you know, make the choice to, you know, this is one of those pivotal moments. I can go with that frustration and, you know, be unhappy and, you know, it'll escalate and tumble into other negative kinds of things. Or I could, you know, just like, well, breathe deep and just be in the moment and just do my best, do my, you know, do what I can, take one thing at a time. And, you know, I've just found I've been such a happier person. And I think, you know, my energy has changed and people see that in me. And, you know, I just enjoy life so much more because I feel like it's one of those little precious moments that of being alive. You know, I get a choice.
Michelle, you are really saying some wonderful things and sharing some wonderful experiences. And you've put yourself in a powerful position now. You've taken a big step in your life. You're aware now when you can say to yourself, I'm frustrated right now, or I'm feeling stress right now, and recognize it and realize that it's an opportunity to stretch yourself and to grow spiritually. Now you are at the point where you can take it to the next level. Take your experience to the next level. And you can look at that more accurately. You can put your attention, like you might even practice it for a moment as I'm speaking, put your attention into your throat area, and then into your chest area, and then into your solar plexus area. And this is just an opportunity to give you a sense of what it's like to move your attention around in your body. Experiment with this. Start with these three areas, your throat, your chest, and your solar plexus. So when you are aware that something is happening, that you're stressed or you're frustrated, don't stop there saying, I'm frustrated. Show yourself, experience exactly what that feeling that you're calling frustration is in your body in terms of physical sensations. What physical sensations do you actually feel in your chest area, if any? And just put your attention there and see what you find. If you don't find anything, put it somewhere else, then go back with your intention, with your attention, and really feel and describe what you're feeling. Like, are you feeling if you're feeling an uncomfortable or a painful sensation, look at what kind it is. Is it throbbing? Is it aching? Is it churning? Is it burning? Where is it located, on the right side of your chest, on the left, in the middle? Is it big? Does it cover your whole chest? Is it the size of a golf ball? Or is it a stabbing pain, like an ice pick? Really get physical. See what the physical sensations are. So I suggest you start to practice that now, because that is the development of emotional awareness, and you're right at the front door.
Yay.
Yeah,
indeed. It's very exciting, Michelle. And also, one thing that really helps is when you feel frustrated or stressed or pressured, to know that isn't who you are. That is actually a frightened part of your personality. And Gary's saying, put your attention in your body so you can see where that part of you is residing, where the pain is in your body and what thoughts it's having, so that you can really separate yourself from that frightened part of your personality. And know that that's what it is.
Yeah, the best book you can read on this, if you'd like to do that, is called The Heart of the Soul, Emotional Awareness, which Linda and I will really help you to do exactly this.
Indeed. So thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate your sharing about what you've been learning. That's really, really beautiful. Thank you. So I'd like to, I'd like to call on Cheryl now. Cheryl?
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Cheryl.
Hi. I've been doing some stretching this week. I connected with a flooring contractor, and we sort of had an agreement to have him bring by some samples and agreed on a date. If the samples were what I wanted to do the work, and he hasn't been following through, and I found myself wanting to make a decision that I was going to give him a negative review on Yelp. And what came so clear to me was that, so I asked myself, I said, what's your intention in doing this, Cheryl? Is it coming from fear or is it coming from love? And for sure, when I scanned my body, I was angry. And as I sort of went underneath that, I felt a little self-righteous and superior and angry. And so that was so clear to me that if I were to go ahead and post from those feelings, I would certainly be coming from fear. And so what I've decided is that I am not going to post, certainly from those feelings. And I just thought I opened myself to what that next step might be with him from a loving place. I just wanted to share that.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking when Cheryl was talking, she said something about, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I was thinking, what it reminded me of is that I wanted to do a poll. I wanted to find out some things from many of you. And then after we do that, Derek, I'm going to call on you afterward. I see that you have your hand up, but I'm going to call on you later after I do this poll. So if you can, so this is, first of all, we're going to do a poll. And so I want to know, actually, let's take Derek first, and then we'll do the poll. Derek,
okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to open the lineup to you first, and then we're going to do the poll. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, great. Great to have you on the call.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, last month you asked me to see how I could, because my significant other isn't interested in going back and forth. She's dealing with herself on her own, and it's very successful for her, but I wasn't able to really do it on my own without her. So I have been aware of myself and what I needed to do to be able to still do the process without the actual communication back and forth with her. And so I've had to stretch myself as a result, because what would happen was that there are times when she would be controlling or angry with me that I would feel hurt, insulted, and angry. And I didn't like the anger because it would come out in outbursts of anger and not very pleasant things. And so I, in looking at that and reviewing it, what my authentic self would want to do would be that I would be more honest with her and how I felt rather than being responding to the control or the anger that I was receiving, but to be honest with how I felt about that. And so I was able to explain, just say to her, I asked her, because what she would do is she would make suggestions to me, and if I didn't do as suggested, she would become quite angry. That's where her main anger ever came from. Or if she would tell me what to do rather than even make suggestions, and I found that when I was told to do something that I was offended and felt hurt and felt small and like a child and so forth. And so I was responding negatively to those type of input. So what I asked her was if she had ever, at one of the times that she was doing this, I was able to remain calm instead of reacting. I acted, and I asked her, have there ever been a time when she's made a suggestion to me that I responded in anger if she didn't do it? Or have I ever, ever told her what to do? And then I just left and went for a motorcycle ride. I've got one of those big motorcycles you were talking about earlier. And then I came back, and she was just in a very loving place. And it's been 4 weeks since then, just about. And she has not told me what to do since then. And she's not been upset when I haven't done something that she has suggested, but has been very loving in response. So number one thing is I so appreciate what she is doing in the process she is doing, that she was able to take a look at that and analyze it in her own way of doing things. And since then, there's not been anger from either one of us. It's just been a beautiful situation. And we've been able, as a result, we've both been able to be more honest with each other about various things and not turning into anger. And
oh,
it's just been absolutely beautiful.
That's beautiful. Oh, that's really wonderful to hear that. You know, that you, and you really stretched yourself. You've been really stretching yourself to do
this.
Yeah,
it was difficult.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, thank you so much for letting me know. And I want to hear more about how you stretch yourself between now and the next call, too. Not only you,
all
everyone.
Right.
Yeah, everyone. And on that big motorcycle. That's great. I love it. So so we're going to take a poll now. So, Valeva, would you help us go through a poll?
Let's just look at it as expressing yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of a poll.
I like that better. Can you hear us? What we're doing is we're asking you to press 2 on your phone if you have either read or written a post on the community board. That's what we're asking. It just takes a while sometimes for people to do that.
Linda?
Yes.
We can't hear Gary.
Oh, you can't hear Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
I apologize.
That probably is why people didn't respond at first.
Oh, I apologize to everyone. I had my mute on.
Okay.
So I was wondering why there was such poor response to the questions I was asking. Okay, so I'm going to start the whole thing again because some of you might have heard what I asked.
I think they heard me. That's why they responded, because I repeated it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the question is, if you have ever read or written a post on the Authentic Power Learning Community Board, press 2. Okay, thanks. Now, Jordan, is there a way to put those hands down?
So we can ask another question. Yeah, she did
okay,
it. Okay,
they all went.
And so the next question is, for those of you who haven't read any posts, how many have had technical difficulties getting onto the community board, and that's the reason that you haven't done that? Can you raise your hand and 2 if just press 2?
Well, that was a little confusing. I wrote that, and I'm sorry it's confusing. The question is, have you ever had any technical difficulties getting onto the Authentic Power Learning Community Board.
And that's the reason that they're not on it and not posting? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, beloved. So how many of you have not read or not been on the community board
because
you
of
had
technical
difficulties?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it looks like that's not a major issue at all, but I recommend if you do
right.
have something like that going on that you need to
yeah.
to let us know.
Well, email webmaster at
yeah.
fateofthesoul.com.
Exactly.
And we'll fix you.
And then for those of you who have been reading the post, have you found that the community board is supportive for you? Press 5 if that's
well,
the case.
What,
say it again, Blaine?
Press what number do you
five.
Want?
5.
5? Okay. It will shake this up. Press 5 if you found
the
APLC board supportive for those of you who have been reading the post.
Well, it looks like most of you have found it supportive.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Let's put the hands down on this one again.
And how many have wanted to post something, but you have frightened parts of your personality that keep you from posting? In other words, you're not stretching yourself. How many?
And you know that.
And you know that. You're aware of that. So press 2, if that's true. Press number 2 on your keypad.
Have something to post, and you know that a frightened part of your personality is keeping you from posting. Okay.
Well, what I can tell you is you're not alone. There are others in this group who have done the same thing, according to this poll. So, but to see, this is perfect because the theme that we've been talking about today is stretching yourself. And what could be more appropriate for you to do than to stretch yourself by challenging the frightened parts of your personality and creating authentic power by posting, by noticing something, not letting the parts of you, because this is the place where you can practice. This is a place where you can create authentic power, do your best to create authentic power, and you have other people who will support you as spiritual partners. If they can, they'll do the best they can. And I can't think of a better place. So remember to interact, to share, to interact and learn with your fellow community members, to practice. And use the Authentic Power Guidelines, of course, the Spiritual Partnership Authentic Power Guidelines, whatever way you want to call them. We call them the Authentic Power Guidelines because you don't have to be in spiritual partnership with someone to use them. In fact, they're for using you all the time, as you know.
But
so,
we can tell you that as you use the Authentic Power Guidelines, you're going to start drawing to you spiritual partners.
Absolutely.
People who are interested in relationships that are more substantive and deep.
And on the community board, what a better place.
On the community board, you already know that they are potential spiritual partners. So this is the best place that you can begin to start sharing because everyone on the board is intending to create authentic power and to support you to the extent that they're able and to receive your support to the extent that they're able.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just want to remind you to watch Gary on Oprah tomorrow on the 27th on the best of the Oprah shows on the Super Soul Sunday called Real Power. And I do hope you can tune in. It'll be, you can check your monitor, but it's supposed to be on at 1 p.m. Pacific and Eastern.
Well, here's the place to check it. Go to the
website.
Go to our website, yeah, seatofthesoul.com. And on the front page, you'll see the announcement on the very front page. And also in that announcement is a channel finder and a schedule. So you'll be able to know exactly when it's going to be aired in your time zone. And then if you're not sure where to find it on your cable provider, click the channel finder, and that'll tell you.
Okay, we have an assignment.
And what you're looking for is OWN. OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yes, and we're putting you into groups, and in a moment we're going to do an exercise with the groups. But I want to say, though, we do have an assignment for you between now and our next time together on November 23rd. We want you to log into the online Spiritual Partnership community and write out, in fact, we want you to go right after this call or sometime this weekend, and this is what we want you to do. We want you to go to the category of live session discussion, and in that you'll find a topic called stretching yourself. And so what we want you to do is we want you to share what you learned about yourself today, or places you've been challenged in stretching yourself, or talking about a wonderful example, or ways that you need support, and unconscious things, familiar unconscious things that you do. I don't mean it as, I mean it as really as spiritual partners, not trying to fix each other, give each other advice. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really sharing deeply what you're learning about yourself. And if you do get stuck, that a spiritual partner can help you by using the guidelines to support you in looking at the frightened parts of your personality. So I'm really looking forward to you going on right away when we get off the call and posting something, or sometime over the weekend, and then during the course of time between now and November 23rd when we meet again, to really use the community board to talk about how you've been stretching yourself and find ways that you can stretch yourself with each other and create authentic power. So look and see how you can do that, but definitely get on right away and then get on frequently and see what happens. See what happens when you begin to practice with other people. I really encourage you to do that. That, in fact, that is your assignment to do that, if you choose to accept it. So we're going to be in groups of three or four today, and so that's really good. And we're going to be doing something that I think, let's see, before we do that, I wanted to talk, I think Ed had one thing to say. Ed, did you have something to share real briefly before we start in groups? I thought I saw your hand up, but I'm not sure.
No.
No. Oh, isn't that interesting? Your hand wasn't up, so you didn't have anything to share about stretching yourself.
Not really.
Okay, well that's fine. I just thought I saw it, and maybe I looked at the wrong line. It looked like you.
Linda's intuition is usually pretty good, though.
Yeah.
So you might think to yourself,
I wonder what it was.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any way that I stretched myself or could have stretched myself.
And you could share it on the community board.
Yeah.
So you're in your groups, and what we're going to do is have you share, you know, introduce yourselves and find out who's in your group in just a moment. But first what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, if it's safe for you to do that. And just open yourself to your intuition and ask this question: what ways of stretching myself to create authentic power would benefit me the most right now? What way or ways could I stretch myself to create authentic power that would benefit me the most right now? I want you to open yourself to that right now. Just take a moment with that. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to I'm going to have you, I'm going to open the microphones up for you, and I want you to introduce yourself very quickly and decide whether you're going to go first, second, third, or fourth in your group. And so I'm only going to give you like 30 seconds. So we're going to open up the microphones. I'll let you know. Go ahead now. Introduce yourself. Okay, everyone. Just finish up for the moment. Gary and I just wanted to say a few things before we leave the call. So we'll just put you on mute for a moment, but we'll leave you in your groups. And you'll be able to get back into them and continue your discussions. But we're leaving the call, and you know you can stay as long as you want with your group. But we're just suggesting that you share more insights about yourself that you've had during this session whenever you continue your discussions, and looking deeper at how you can stretch yourself. But your assignment is not only to post on the board, but it's to actually find ways to stretch yourself every day. So set your intention to stretch yourself. In other words, create authentic power. Set your intention to do that so that you'll be delighted to find that there are many ways you can stretch yourself every day. And just very small ways. Nothing is really small if you're actually creating authentic power rather than pursuing external power. It's huge. But so between now and the next call, I really am excited to find out what's going on the community forum and how you can share with each other and be in spiritual partnership with each other. And of course, enjoy yourselves. So we're looking forward to being with you again next month, and to hearing how things are going with you via the community board. And did you have anything else you wanted to say, my beloved, before we leave?
No, it's been a joy to be on the call this morning. I'm looking forward to being on the call with you again and on video again with you on November 23rd.
Absolutely. Much love to you, and we'll open up the phone lines in just a moment, and I'll just ring a chime, and you can begin to share more things about how you can stretch yourself or deeper insights you might be having, or the most amazing, most significant thing that's happened to you in the last month or last week or even today. So we're going to begin. Go ahead now, right now. As we say goodbye, go ahead and begin back in your groups. Bye-bye now.